The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Pilate said to Jesus, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this on your own, or have others told you about me?" Pilate answered, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom did belong to this world, my attendants would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not here." So Pilate said to him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "You say I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, everybody.
Morning.
See if I can get on the steps this time. Can you still hear me? All right. Vivo Cristo Rey. Viva Cristo Rey. Have you guys seen For Greater Glory? A few yeses, some noes. You guys are breaking my heart. It's a great movie. That's one of your assignments. Right? Got to see For Greater Glory. Viva Cristo Rey means long live Christ the King. It's what we're celebrating today, the Feast of Christ the King. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Christ as our King, the similarities that he has to us, and some of the things that we've been asked to do that maybe we're falling a little short on. Let's talk about the fact that he's our king. And what kind of king is he? When you think of king, what do you think of? Right? Big, glorious crown, jewels, huge throne, right? Bunch of steps to get up there, maybe marble, maybe precious metals and jewels, things like that. When you think of an earthly king, that's kind of what a lot of people tend to think of. Big robes, lots of medals, so on and so forth. What about our king? What about Christ the King? When we think of his throne, more often than not, I think what most people think of is the cross. Not precious metals, not jewels, certainly not something to sit on. It's made of wood. And he doesn't ascend a bunch of steps to get to it. What he did was he carried it. And he collapsed, and he crawled to it, and he laid down on it, and then he was nailed to it. And from that cross, he doesn't lord over us. He served us, he supports us, and he loves us. It's a little different than what most people think of when they think of a king. Agreed? It's interesting because nothing screams that he's a king for us like the fact that in the Gospel of Luke, they talk about, authorities describe him as a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors, sinners, and prostitutes. Is that our kind of king? I'm not saying you guys hang out with prostitutes and stuff like that. But nothing screams a king for a regular people like someone that hangs out with us sinners, right? How many of us are sinners? Y'all just raise your hands, right? That's our kind of king. That's who we're celebrating today. That's who we're talking about. He didn't receive super important people. He didn't receive these fantastic dignitaries. He received the lowly and the outcast. That's who he served. That's who he was available to everybody, but especially those that needed him most. That's a whole lot different than kings that we think about. But here's the thing. Society nowadays doesn't look at things the same way. Society nowadays is very secular, and they tend to not like religion getting too involved in things, right? Society nowadays, would you agree, tends to do the, you need to be mad. You need to make sure that you point out all the shortcomings of anybody that, you know, you're around with that you disagree with. And we want to make sure that you keep other people down. Society tends to scream that a lot nowadays. That goes absolutely against everything that Christ told us. That's not his kingdom, but that's kind of the world that we're living in. And that's changed over these last 50 years. Back in the day, and I don't want to sound like it was forever and a day ago, but most of society was based on Christian values. So you'd come in and you'd hear, hey, this is what Jesus taught. But then you'd go out in society and it would be reinforced. Schools, work, just general people lived in a way that reinforced those values. It's not as much nowadays. So now we have Sundays where we talk about, But then, we go out during the week and we have to fight against 6 days of a secular society that's saying, no, don't listen to that. That makes it kind of difficult. God's kingdom is based on strength and peace, but the kind of strength and peace that only comes from his grace, not from some elected position, not from some appointed position where you can lord it over people. His strength and peace comes from grace. So that kind of makes it difficult when we're living in this world and we need to try to figure out how to change it, right? Ask God how to change it. What a great, completely unprompted question. How do we change it? What do we do? How can we change these things? Here's the thing, folks. All those years ago, thousands of years ago, what is it that Christ told his disciples to do? 4 things. Go out, take the message, so help others commit, bring them into the family, bring them into the church, and then teach them everything that I have taught you. 4 things. Now, folks, we've been pretty good at, once they get in here, getting them sacraments and teaching. We're fantastic at that. We've got classes, we got sacraments, we've got these things. But where we're falling behind drastically is going out, finding the people most in need, talking to them, and bringing them to God. We're failing. So that's where you come in. We need you to change your thinking, to go out and start talking about God. I'm not saying go knock on doors and, hey, I'm Catholic, would you like to talk to me about God? It could be something as basic as, if somebody asks you how your day's going, little things like, you know, God's blessed me, great things are happening today. People are going to start linking God's works to good things. Sayings like, I'm too blessed to be depressed. These little things start to work us back into a secular society, starts bringing God back into that secular society. That's where you guys would be fantastic in doing that. That is what we're being called to do and that we've been called to do from Christ our King. So that's your assignment. 2 assignments. Watch for greater glory and go out and talk about your relationship with God to somebody. And it might be a family member, doesn't have to be a stranger, but try to burn through that little bit of discomfort that you may have, because I see a bunch of you right now, a bunch of you are going, he's talking to you. It's not talking to me. It's not me. You know what? It is you, right? For those of you that right now are going, he's not talking to me because, yeah, I'm a sinner. and I'm a failure, and I'm not that does this or that would be good at this. No, you're exactly the kind of person, right? If 10 years ago, somebody would have told me that I was gonna be a deacon, I would have arrested him for smoking the ganja before it was legal. Because there's no way I would have seen that. All right? I have way too many shortcomings. In fact, I was talking to a priest friend of mine when I was discerning it, and he asked, he goes, why are you kind of against this, or why are you not thinking about this? And I said, well, you know, Padre, I probably cuss more than I should. I'm not as patient as I could be, and sometimes anger gets the best of me. And he looks at me and he goes, what do you think priests are like? Except for Father Carl. But the point being, priests go through those same things. We all go through those struggles. You are exactly the kind of person. God's calling you as you are. He's not saying that you shouldn't improve in those areas, that you need to improve. That's not the point. You should always strive to be better. But the person you are now is exactly the person that he needs going out and preaching about him. Fair enough? Right. With that, I'm going to ask a second thing. When you have these successes, because you are going to be successful, Holy Spirit's going to help you out, maybe a friend. If you're kind of uncomfortable and you want to take a friend with you, great. When you start to have successes, when you have struggles and you find that God's helped you, we would like to hear about it. And by we, I mean we would like to hear about it. We would like you to tell us about it. You don't have to, but you, all of you, are really inspirational. Y'all don't realize that. The times that we struggle and we have frustrations and we come here, you guys motivate us. We hear the struggles you're going through. We hear the successes you have, and we hear about how God helped you out, and you tell us about it, and they're fantastic stories that everyone needs to hear. But we're Catholics. We tend not to talk about it, but we're going to change that. True? We're going to change that? Let's start sharing it a little bit more. Let's start talking about it a little bit more. Because what you're being asked to do, folks, is on this feast day of Christ the King, Christ the King, the parish, is asking you to serve Christ the King, our Savior, by going out and speaking to him. And in doing so, being a true example of what Catholic faith looks like to this community, to this diocese, and to our Savior. Amen? Amen. All right. Viva Cristo Rey. You guys are so much better than the others. I said that.